The action continues here at the East-West Shrine Game. We're at West Practice. I'm Fran Duffy, joined by DraftInsider.net's Tony Pauline. And, Tony, we're at 7-on-7 action here. Quarterback Vernon Adams from Oregon drops back to pass and hits Hunter Sharp, the receiver from Utah State. What have you seen from Hunter Sharp so far this week?
Well, he's living up to his name because he definitely looks sharp. I mean, he came in highly rated as a senior, had a terrible senior campaign, has really picked it up a notch here. He's shown good speed. You saw it right there. The route running, the quickness in the breaks, he comes back, snatches the ball, and immediately turns it upfield. So I think Sharp is trying to make amends for what was a poor senior season.
As we wait here for the next play, quarterback Brandon Dowdy from Western Kentucky has one of the stronger arms here. What do you think of Dowdy overall?
Well, he seems to struggle making a decision and making it quickly. He's accurate. I think he's trying to show off too much of an arm. And the ball is coming out funny. That was a terrific pass there between two defenders.
Yeah, that was his teammate in Western Kentucky. It was Jordan Dangerfield, his former teammate with the Hilltoppers. As we prepare for the next play here and we look at the defensive side of the football here, a lot of interesting players on the west side. Let's first look at the cornerback here on this side, number 21. I believe that's NC State's cornerback. Is that Justin Burris on this side?
I believe that's Ken Crawley of
Colorado. Very good calls. What have you seen from Crawley so far?
A little bit small. He's quick. I mean, if he makes it the next level, he's more of a dime back. He's going up against Hunter Sharp, who we talked about before. So, and they don't play press coverage here, which is going to be the Crawley's advantage because he's more of a backed off the line of scrimmage type of guy. You can see him making that move back immediately, which tells me that he's a little bit intimidated. The ball didn't go to Hunter Sharp's direction. It probably should have. That would have been a completion in this drill as well as on Sunday afternoon.
Well, the safety that made the play was Clayton Fegelum. As he runs off the screen, we'll focus here. But let's just really talk about Clayton Fegelum. And obviously a great story was a Division III player that transferred up to Illinois, ended up being an all-conference player in the Big Ten. What do you think of Fegelum overall, and what is his draft stock at this point?
He's probably, if he's going to be drafted, it's going to be in the late rounds. He's very explosive. He's more instinctive than one would think, especially not having the great football background. He's intimidating. He plays very aggressive football. He has to improve his techniques going in reverse. When I see him backpedal, when I see him try and stay down the field to flip his hips, he loses in that transition. But that will just hopefully come in time. I mean, he seems to want it, and he's willing to lay it on the line. There's a lot to like about him. It's one of those guys that 2 or 3 years down the road, you take him in the seventh round, use him on special teams. 2 or 3 years down the road, you could have a very good player.
And down at the bottom of the screen here, as we get wide, we can see Illinois' Geronimo Allison at the bottom of the screen. What do you know about Geronimo Allison?
Very productive. He's not fast. He's not big, but he's productive, and he gets the job done. He's more of an underneath receiver. I think a lot of his draft stock will rely on how fast he runs at the combine or pro day, and I don't expect him to run very fast. But I think you look at him in, like, the seventh round area if you're looking for a fifth or sixth receiver, if the team keeps six receivers.
As we wait for the action here, we have a 7-on-7 on one side, the offensive line, and the defense are working on 9-on-7 drill on the other side of the field. But as we see here with Vernon Adams, what are his chances right now in terms of sticking in the NFL level as a quarterback?
You know, he's going to have to be used as an extra set of eyes on the sidelines. He's small. He doesn't have great pocket stature. Whenever he tries to throw the ball downfield, it's an adventure. You don't know where the ball is going to end up. He's a good short and intermediate passer. But I don't think that's anything more than a seventh-round pick, number three quarterback at the next level. You see him there, you know, he basically stared down the receiver from the get-go, and you can do that. And he's very accurate in the short and intermediate field, but when they try and throw the ball downfield, I mean, sometimes the defender looks more like the intended target than the intended target.
Well, you have Jordan Dangerfield on the other end of that pass. What do you know about Dangerfield?
He's been very solid. I mean, the Western Kentucky system is a wide-open system. There's a passing offense. He's got great numbers. I just don't think he's a great athlete.
As we wait for the final play here in this period, it's definitely an interesting area. Whenever you talk about Pac-12 prospects and you talked about those prolific systems, one of those prolific systems is the Stanford offense, much more pro-style attack. And one of those players that has really been very, very successful over the last couple of years, the senior Devin Kajusti from Stanford, number 89. You see him there in the huddle. What can you tell us about Kajusti?
Came into the year highly graded by scouts, highly regarded by scouts. Very erratic. I mean, sometimes he looks great, plays like Tarzan. Other times he looks like Jane. Is he a receiver at the next level? Is he a tight end? What is he going to be? I mean, he catches the ball well when he's on his game, but he's not always on his game.
As we see Brandon Dowdy drop back and actually a very nice catch down the seam. What did you think of that throw there from Dowdy?
Yeah, that was a nice throw and a nice catch by Kevon Cartwright, who was one of my risers, written about on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as one of my risers, a terrific pass-catching tight end. So I think it was a good pitch and catch from both quarterback and pass catcher, tight end there.
I lied. We're going to do one more play because I really want to ask you about the quarterback from Indiana, Nate Sudfeld here, number 7 from the Hoosiers. What do you know about Sudfeld, and what can you tell us right now about his draft style?
He's been lights out today. I mean, he's got the size. He's got the arm strength. He was a little bit banged up, so the injury question is going to hover over him. He does have some accuracy issues. I don't know if it's more technique or he's just inaccurate, but he's disproved that thus far. I think he's the best quarterback here. He's got the biggest arm. He can play in multiple systems. I think coming out of Indiana, which is wide open, spread offense, he's going to have to learn to play with tight ends and tight and play with a fullback behind him. But listen, if you're looking for a big arm quarterback to develop for the future, at the beginning of that third day, Sudfeld may be your guy.
Were you at all surprised that he didn't get an invite to the Senior Bowl?
Highly surprised. You know, the Senior Bowl has a SEC-type flavor. I think he should have been there. I think he's one of the better seniors quarterbacks in this year's draft. That's not really saying much, but I think he definitely deserved it.
All right, so we see Sudfeld drop back here. They got a little curl-flat combination going to that side, and he just misses Devin Kajusny. As we wrap up our coverage here of the 7-on-7 period and the West practice, for Tony Pauline, I'm Fran Duffy. We'll continue our coverage here from the East-West Shrine game.